Bill, there was a play kind of midway through, or early in the second quarter, where it ended up with Woodhead catching a 35-yard pass, but it seemed that DeVito, the defensive tackle, ended up on him. Can you, and I think Welker was also in the backfield that play as well. Can you kind of break down that play and how you guys ended up with that matchup?
I believe that was a play action, and we had a run in the game plan that I believe we didn't actually run in the game, but we did use the play action, and so it just worked out that way. We just had a pretty good beat on what the coverage might be at that time. And, you know, as far as DeVito on Woody, you know, I don't know. I couldn't sit here and tell you that we knew that it was going to be DeVito on Woody. I mean, I'm not a magician. So, you know, I just think it worked out really well as far as how the play was executed by our players.
And I think Revis was saying after the game that he didn't get any balls thrown his way. Assuming that's correct. How did that happen? I mean, was that part of the plan, just to simply not throw his way?
I'd have to go back and see that. No, that wasn't part of the plan. We when we plan for the passing game, we plan for the coverages, you know, that we think we're going to see, and then Tom makes his reads. So, you know, we don't go into a game saying that we're not going to throw at this guy or this guy. We just execute the play based on what the coverage is, and that's how we do it.
Bill, has there been a time since you've been doing the play calling that this offense has been more efficient and productive?
I just think it's, again, you know, I say every, when I do talk to you guys, I always say the same thing. I mean, again, it's a process of a week to week. It's like 16 one-game seasons, you know, and so week to week we look at the opponent, and I'm just telling you, it's a collaborative effort between a lot of guys, starting with Bill and then Dante and Ivan, myself, Brian Ferentz, Chad, and you know, the players have some input too. You know, we got a lot of experienced players that have played a lot of football. So, you know, as far as how efficient we've been and all those things, that's good. But again, you know, we're going into a game this week that, you know, this is a team that's third in the league in points allowed and fourth in yards allowed. And so we've got to put together a plan that's going to be good for Chicago, and let's see how efficient we are against them. But, you know, last night we executed the game plan the way we wanted to for the most part. I'd say the last two drives of the first half weren't real good, but for the most part we executed it pretty well.
Do you feel right now that you have a very good handle as a play caller as it gets deeper into the game on what the strengths of different guys are, what the defenses are doing, and what's going to be a good play call for Tom? I mean, I'm sure that you had that feeling before, but do you really feel like you have a grip on your two rookie tight ends, your Danny Woodheads, your Green Ellis's, everything?
I think, you know, we go through, you know, the whole week, and I'd say by the end of the week we've usually – lately, I would say we've had it down pretty well as far as how we want to attack this team. And, you know, it's a pretty neat thing to be able to work for Bill and have his input on it, and then work and coach Tom and then the other staff members and have their input on it. And we talk about how we want to open the game and how we want to, you know, open the second series of the game and how we want to open the first series of the second half. I mean, this is a place where you're taught to leave no stone unturned. And so I just think that all of us put our work into it, and then we just try to go out there and give the players the best opportunity to make plays.
Bill, Michael Vega from the Boston Globe, is it that no stone unturned kind of approach that is the reason why we're seeing, you know, more of Danny Woodhead, and is it because you're finding more and more out about him and what he can do and how he can, you know, contribute to the offensive in terms of game plan?
In every game that we go into, we usually have, you know, like 20, maybe 21 offensive players available to us. So we try to you know, you have like seven linemen, three backs, three tight ends, you know, two quarterbacks, you know, five wide receivers. So you're trying to make sure that all of those guys have some type of role in the game. And as the game progresses, you know, maybe one guy's role becomes a little bit bigger than somebody else's because of how the team, the opponent is playing you. And so, you know, it just has worked out that, that Danny's, you know, contributed to us a great deal, as has Benny. You know, and Sammy Morris and certain things that he does for us, he made a big catch on a diagonal route last night. So they're all contributing in different ways, some more than others at the running back position, and you could say that for every position. And that's what we try to do, is try to involve just about everybody in the game plan.
With the look ahead a little bit to this week's game, and I don't know how much you've got a chance to check out the Bears, you guys have done a good job, especially with Brady kind of getting rid of it quick and limiting pressure. Any idea thus far what challenges the Bears present with their pressure and how equipped you guys are to handle it?
The Bears are a very, very good defense. They're strong at every position. They have a very strong front with, you know, obviously Julius Peppers and the other guys that they have up front. They have a very good linebacking core led by Urlacher and, you know, Briggs, and their secondary's been playing really well. They present a different challenge than, for instance, the Jets, because, you know, they do some things. They're a four down front, things like that. They're a little bit different. So we've just got to work, grind it out today and into the night, and figure out how we want to attack them on first and second down and present it to the players tomorrow, and then kind of go from there. But at this point, they're going to be a big challenge for us. And again, like we say every week, the road makes it even tougher playing on the road. Looks like a very tough place to play, so it's going to be a huge challenge for us.
Bill, it seems now, given the way Brady's performed and the team's record and all that, he's getting a lot of consideration. At least talk about you know, being in the MVP race. You see him every day, and obviously you've seen the performances. Do you have any thoughts on whether his play would warrant him being a potential MVP candidate?
There's no, I don't have any thoughts on that. I just think he's a very consistent performer who's playing well right now, and I think there's a lot of guys that are playing well for us right now. We just got to try to keep it going. But as far as MVP race goes, I have no idea.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.